A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your nature. For just as you presented the parts of your bodies as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness for lawlessness, so now present them as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. But what profit did you get then from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit that you have leads to sanctification, and its end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verbum Domini. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed a man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes.
Blessed are they who hope in the
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized. And how great is my anguish until it is accomplished? Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law."
Verbum Domini.
Today, the Church, and especially the Franciscan family, celebrates the feast of St. John of Capistrano, an Italian Franciscan friar and a priest. And throughout his lifetime, which spanned from the end of the 14th century into the middle of the 15th century, he went from being a lawyer and a governor to a prisoner of war before finally joining the Franciscans and being ordained as a priest. And as a lawyer, John enjoyed great worldly success and had won the favor of the King of Naples. And in fact, the king had taken such a liking to him that he appointed John as the governor of Perugia. And during his tenure as governor, John attempted to address the corruption and bribery that had plagued Perugia at that time. When war broke out in 1416 between the prominent Malatesta family and Perugia, John was sent as an ambassador to the Malatesta to broker a peace agreement. However, he was not well received by the Malatesta and was thrown into prison, where he had ample opportunity to think about the direction of his life and the salvation of his soul. And during his imprisonment, St. Francis of Assisi appeared to him in a dream and urged him to join the Franciscan order. And after his release from prison, he entered the Franciscans on October 4th, 1416, which is the feast of St. Francis. And since he had already married a wealthy woman from Perugia, he obtained a dispensation to enter the order, insisting that his marriage was never consummated. And upon taking his vows as a Franciscan friar, John was placed under the tutelage of the renowned Franciscan preacher, St. Bernardine of Siena, from whom he developed his own preaching style and methods. And the famous Franciscan saint, James of the Marches, was a fellow student of his under Bernardine of Siena. And after his ordination to the priesthood, St. John of Capistrano began his preaching tours throughout Italy and spoke with great zeal and courage about the gospel message and the kingdom of God. And he was such an effective preacher that thousands of people would come to him to hear him speak. And on one occasion at Brescia, a massive crowd of 126,000 people came from all neighboring provinces to listen to his preaching. And he is even known to have performed miraculous healings for over 2,000 sick people that had been brought to him. And he was known to have raised the dead to life again. And the popes, especially Pope Martin V, had entrusted John with the task of attempting to reunify opposing sects of Franciscan friars that had developed and to preach among certain heretical groups. And while John did enjoy some early success due to his preaching, the union between the groups of Franciscans was temporary and did not last very long. And he continued his ministry of preaching until the last few years of his life, when he was called at the age of 70 to preach a crusade against the Ottoman Turks following the fall of Constantinople in 1453. And by July of 1456, John managed to raise an army of poorly trained peasants and landlords to join in battle alongside John Hunyadi of Hungary. And it was his involvement in the Battle of Belgrade that earned him the title of the soldier priest. And St. John of Capistrano and John Hunyadi were successful in their military campaign against the invading Ottoman Empire. John survived the battle, but ultimately died of the bubonic plague only 3 months afterwards. And St. John of Capistrano is an impressive figure in that he decided to turn away from a life of worldly success and comfort so that he might embrace a life of austerity, poverty, penance, and preaching the message of the gospel everywhere he went. And even after his release from prison, John could have returned to a worldly life as a successful lawyer and politician, while enjoying the privileges and the comforts that often come with such an exalted civil position. And yet he realized that the way to eternal life is not found in such worldly pursuits or worldly riches, but in embracing a life entirely dedicated to Christ and to the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. He willingly carried out any tasks that had been entrusted to him by the church, which included engaging in a military campaign at the age of 70. He remained fiercely loyal to Christ by acting in obedience to the commands of the Pope, the Bishop of Rome. And it is with good reason that St. John of Capistrano has been named the patron saint of military chaplains and judges. He serves as an inspiration for anyone who seeks not to find their happiness and fulfillment in the fleeting material goods, possessions, or comforts of this world, but to find happiness in serving Christ and serving our neighbor, and in seeking first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness.